And welcome to episode 14 of my Spiritual and Sexy podcast. I'm your host Samantha, and today I'm going to be talking about the importance of cervical screenings. So, let's get settled and have some fun. Before we get started, please like, follow and share this podcast with friends. You can even leave me voice notes on Anchor now, so please feel free to drop by and say hi. A few months ago, I had the privilege of having my lady parts checked out by a device that belongs in the 1800s. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's actually when it was invented. On the morning of my appointment, I spent way too long making myself third date ready. Everywhere that was meant to be smooth by societal standards was. Talc was thrown on my lower half like it was fashionable, and perfume was spritzed. Always a big mistake to do that after making oneself smooth, but needs must and all that. I didn't want the nurse thinking I was a peasant. Then there was the debate of which knickers do I wear? Fancy lace ones or full bum cotton ones? Now, does it really matter what knickers we wear, as they'll get covered in lube, so we'll be coming off when we get home anyway? Well, the answer to that should be no. Of course it doesn't matter. But in reality, it does. What if we don't hide our plain black full bum cotton knickers properly and the nurse sees them? Fancy pants it is. I even painted my nails. Why did I feel the need to do that? I genuinely have no idea. It's not like the nurse was going to say, "Oh no, Phoebe style, if you know, you know. Sam, we simply cannot check you out today because your nails haven't been done. You're a disgrace. Get the fuck out." I eventually got to my appointment and the usual happened. I got to my lower half undressed, hid my knickers in my jeans, hopped onto the bed, table, whatever it's called, and covered myself up with that sexy blue paper. The nurse told me to put my feet together and drop my knees, which I did. It's not the first time, I know what to do. And then she told me to scooch my butt down so my lady parts were practically in her face. In most cases, small talk happens. I've had nurses question if I'm ready for Christmas. I simply despise that question. I despise it anyway. But having it been asked when I'm in that position, it just grates on my nerves. I involuntarily clenched every muscle in my body out of annoyance, and I knew it was every muscle because the nurse piped up, "Do try and relax." "Well, I am trying, but you've annoyed my vagina." Small talk might be good for some people to get them relaxed, but for me, I'd rather not. I will, of course, engage as I was raised to be polite, but personal preference, no, I don't want to talk about Christmas while you have an uncomfortable device up my coochie. However, on this particular occasion, all she said was, "Oh, I can smell," and that was it. I froze. I don't know why, because I simply smell amazing. But so many horrible thoughts swam through my head in the very few milliseconds it took for her to say, "Baby lotion." Well, thank the fucking goddesses for that. I laughed and quickly explained that I'm a tad bit addicted to baby lotion. I'm in my 30s, I don't have a baby, but yes, I will buy it to slather all over my legs. It just, oh, it smells amazing. Now, my screening always takes that little bit longer. The reason being, a few years ago, after I'd been about 2 years late for my appointment, that's mega fucking naughty, don't do that, they found precancerous cells on my cervix. I had to have a biopsy and a loop excision to burn the cells away. I then spent a week not being able to walk properly as everything below my waist really fucking hurt. So due to this, I do have a little bit of scar tissue on my cervix. It's nothing major, it just takes a little longer for the swab to find where it actually needs to be. Generally, it takes less than 5 minutes from undressing to getting dressed again. 5 minutes is not a long time at all, and it's 5 minutes that could potentially save your life. So after I was dressed and everything was sorted, and she said, "That's fine, you can go now, we'll be in touch, blah, blah, blah," I left the doctors wondering why I work myself up every single time I need to get checked. And the thing is, make your lady parts as fancy as you like. You can even throw some glitter on there if you want. I promise the nurses give zero fucks as to what you look like. They don't care if you've waxed, shaved, or hair creamed all of your lower body hair off, and they don't care if you have a full 70s bush going on. All they care about is making sure you and your coochie is extremely healthy. Generally, women between the ages of 25 and 64 will be invited. If, like me, you have any abnormalities, your next appointment will be earlier than normal. It took me ages to build up the courage to go back for my cervical screening in 2014, and I'm so glad I forced myself. If I had left it any longer, who knows what the outcome would have been. Luckily, my screenings since then have all been clear. If you have an appointment or you've been putting off rescheduling, please go. It can be embarrassing. It's uncomfortable. It's ridiculous the lengths we go to get to the appointment. However, it's so very important. If it makes things easier, talk about it with your friends. See, the thing is, most of us experience funny things happening to us during our appointments. And it's simply because of how much we all get worked up. So sharing these funny anecdotes could make you feel better before you go for your appointment. Also, tell the women in your lives, your mums, your daughters, your granddaughters, your nieces, your nephews, your friends. Nephews? No, don't tell your nephews. They can't go. Never mind. Anyway, just tell them to go to their appointment. I cannot stress enough how important they are. Bite that bullet. Do what you need to do to feel semi-comfortable and get your coochie in front of that light and nurse's face to be checked. Don't fear the smear. Well, that's the end of this episode. I do hope you've enjoyed it, and please do remember to like, share, and subscribe. And I will be back soon. Be good to yourselves, and as always, play safe. Bye.